This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Countdown to chaos. Think about this as more and more comes out about the deep state criminality. I'm talking about the corrupt FBI under Obama, the corrupt DOJ, and the corruption of Obama himself. All these deep state traitors who conspired to try to overthrow the 2016 election. It's all coming out. And they're going to go to jail. They're going to be prosecuted. The FISA fraud documents will be released. DOJ Attorney General now, William Barr, he will seek indictments. The evidence is already there. Devin Nunes has already turned it over to the DOJ. And the inside word from lots of sources, including public sources, things that like Sean Hannity has said, and Nunes and others, is that many deep state people are going to be prosecuted. Now, what's important to know about this is that as this happens with each step, the ratcheting up of the consequences to the deep state, it puts the deep state in a place of more desperation to do anything to stop the truth from coming out. And this is the warning that I have to share with you in today's podcast. This is Mike Adams here, of course, the Health Ranger, publisher of NewsTarget.com and NaturalNews.com, as well as many other websites, including Treason.news, that covers this in more detail. The timeline here is, according to William Barr, more will be coming out around May or June, he said. I would say June is when the indictments will be announced against certain deep state individuals, perhaps Peter Strzok, well, very likely. Perhaps James Comey, also very likely to be James Comey. Perhaps others, Andrew McCabe, James Clapper, for sure, John Brennan as a possibility, and others. When these people are indicted, they will seek immunity deals by telling the DOJ what they know. They may spill the beans on Obama or Hillary Clinton or other deep state operatives. It's probably going to be a circular firing squad as these deep staters turn on each other. That'll be interesting to watch. But in order to stop this, they're going to pull out the stops and try anything that they can think of. This means that the next few months are a heightened red alert for false flags. Some of the things that these deep staters would potentially try to do to stop the prosecution of their people from continuing is they might start a war. They might set off a nuclear bomb inside the United States. Don't put it past them. They'll try anything at this point. They don't care if they have to kill 10 million people to save their own skin. They'll happily do it. After all, they were willing to sacrifice the entire country. They were willing to cause a civil war in order to stay in power. Do you think they care about setting off a nuke somewhere? If they can properly blame Trump for it or cause chaos or anything to stop their prosecution, they'll do anything. I wouldn't be surprised if they attempt to have President Trump executed, assassinated. They'll try it. Sure, they will. So look for false flags. I wouldn't be surprised if they set off a bunch of public protests that become very violent. Antifa people and George Soros-funded groups taking to the streets and bombing government buildings and setting fire to cities. This is what they do. They're deranged lunatics. If that happens, though, in my estimation, there'd be a lot of patriots that would take to the streets with probably rifles, and they just start taking out Antifa through kinetic engagement. That's my guess. Not calling for it. I'm just saying that's probably what would happen, but the ensuing chaos would potentially play right into the hands of the deep state, which wants mass chaos everywhere across America. Anything to stop the prosecutions, anything to change the narrative. So my warning to you is, we've been through many times over the last few years where false flag risks were very high. We saw Obama people, Hillary Clinton supporters, caught on tape. Project Veritas covered this. They were caught on video plotting to release chemical weapons in buildings in Washington, D.C. They openly admitted it on camera. And by the way, they were charged and prosecuted for that. There's nothing these people won't try. So be prepared for bombings. Be prepared for suicide bombers. Be prepared for false flag mass shootings. That would change the narrative. They'll try that. Sure, why not? They'll try anything. Be prepared for nuclear attacks, acts of war, and maybe even the big cosmic false flag. You heard about the cosmic false flag? That's the idea. This has been discussed in some documentaries. The idea that they would fake an alien invasion in order to, like a false flag UFO attack. You know, seriously, this is being discussed by various individuals out there, UFO experts and so on. They're saying that the deep state will fake a cosmic false flag, a UFO, like an alien invasion faked, to try to distract us from everything that's happening now. And that they reportedly already have various, you know, airborne craft and exotic technologies and the things that are necessary to put some of these into the air, you know, just to fake it. And then the media would be ordered to play along, because the media just reports whatever they're told to report by the CIA. And if the CIA says there's an alien invasion, then you can bet, you know, Anderson Cooper will go on CNN and say there's an alien invasion. He'll say whatever he's told to say. He's a CIA operative anyway. My point is, I don't know, maybe that would never happen, that scenario of a cosmic false flag. I don't know. It seems unlikely to me. But it's obvious they'll try anything. So don't be surprised if things get totally crazy. Like, maybe they'll fake an EMP weapon or launch their own. What if some elements of the deep state had control over an American nuclear weapon and they launched a U.S. nuke into a high altitude, detonated it to set off an EMP wave to take down the U.S. power grid, and then they blamed North Korea, right? Is that possible? Of course it is. What if, I don't know, a rogue nuclear sub commander decides to launch missiles on a U.S. city? Or maybe somehow they try to take out Washington, D.C. I don't know. I mean, the anti-Trump, anti-American, treasonous traitors, they're deranged. They're mentally ill. And I don't think that the military commanders are those people, by the way, thank goodness. I actually have said a lot of nice things about our nuclear submarine commanders over the years. I think they keep peace in the world because they have this threat that is hard for enemy nations to stop. I mean, I thank God we have nuclear submarines with commanders who know what they're doing and who love America, by the way. So I'm not suggesting anything negative about, you know, military commanders. I'm just saying that there are rogue elements throughout our government, crazy, mentally ill, anti-Trump, America haters, enemies of America, in other words, who have infiltrated the institutions of America, and there must be some of them in the Pentagon at some level. If they get their hands on any kind of technology, a nuke, a suitcase nuke, a bomb, chemical weapons, biological weapons, you know, U.S. Army level 4 biohazard bioweapons, who knows? They'll do anything. They'll pull a 12 monkeys scenario if they have to. They'll unleash bioweapons in a U.S. airport, just like from that movie. They don't care. They'll destroy humanity to save their own skin. So watch out. The false flag season is here. Be prepared for anything. Take all protective measures. Stay informed, and absolutely do not believe anything the media tells you when things start to hit the fan. This is all being engineered to take down Trump, or to at least stop the DOJ from doing its job. They'll try anything. Stay informed. Read my website. Of course, newstarget.com, but also collapse.news covers this in more detail. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin. Learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables.
All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.